My why for starting Cookies for Cures is to save my friends. We fund hope one cookie at a time.
Well, welcome everybody to Starts With Why. My name is Zane.
And my name is Lauren. Welcome back, listeners. Zane, how are ya?
I'm good, Lauren, and we are sneaky, and we already spoke to our guest a little bit before we started recording, and she was saying how today is a good stay-at-home well-being day. So that's what I'm doing today. I'm staying at home, I'm taking care of myself, and I'm just feeling like it's going to be a good day. How about you, Lauren? How's your day going?
I love it. We all need a self-care day, that's for sure. Yeah, things are good over here. This will have a lot to do with our guest. I am planning to make cinnamon rolls later today. I'm so excited. I was inspired by walking by a Cinnabon earlier, but the real star of this show, or the real baker of this show, is certainly not me. We have a seasoned vet. We have the wonderful Dana. So I think we should just dive in and introduce her. So welcome, Dana, to the podcast.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Thank you so much for joining us here today. So I've kind of given away a little bit about you, but Dana, maybe you could tell our listeners exactly who you are, where you're from, and how old you are.
Sure. Hi, I'm Dana. I'm 10 years old, and I'm the founder of my nonprofit Cookies for Cures, which I founded when I was 7. We are a nonprofit run by kids for kids. We fund research into rare pediatric diseases by baking and selling cookies.
Amazing. And you said you started when you were 7?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Holy moly, so cool. And besides making a lot of cookies, I'm sure, what else do you like to do? What are your hobbies?
Well, one of my main hobbies is Irish dancing. I love it so much.
How did you get into Irish dancing?
Well, so we have a studio near where I live, and so when an opportunity opened up for me to join, of course I took it.
Oh my gosh, that says a lot about you, that something new opens up and you said, I'm going to try it. And I'm assuming you had never done anything like that before?
Yep. The only time I had actually seen it was because an Irish dance studio came and performed at my school. So I'm like, I need to be able to do this.
And oh, that's cool. Super cool. Well, that's a really cool hobby. Do you still get to do it even during the pandemic? Yeah, because I guess you can do it in your backyard and at home and stuff.
Well, I do it, but the classes aren't going on anymore.
Okay, well, I'm happy that you still, you know, you can still do it in your own space, and that's a really, really cool hobby. But Dana, we're really excited to have you, and when we read about Cookies for Cure, we were so in awe, because it really was a very unique initiative, and we were really inspired by your story. So can you tell us a little bit more about how it all started? How did you start Cookies for Cure?
So it all started with my friend Mila. I knew her from speech therapy and in second grade, I found out that she had a rare and fatal disease called Batten, and she was going to die and I needed to help her. So me and my mom came up with the idea to sell cookies to try and help to fund a cure. And I went viral. And then we raised $56,000, which helped contribute to the first ever treatment for Mila's form of Batten. And it was called Milasen. And then, well, rare diseases aren't very rare. And I met a ton of new friends who also had rare diseases, and I needed to help them. So my friend Ollie has PANS, so then we started Cookies for PANS for him. My friend Ben has SMA, and we started Cookies for SMA for him. And then my friend Sophie, she has an ultra-rare disease called MCTO, and so we then started Cookies for Sophie to try and help her.
Oh my gosh, that is a lot of cookies, Dana. That's incredible.
Yeah, it is a lot of cookies. Cookies for Cures has baked more than 1,800 cookies. Ugh.
18,000 cookies?
Yes.
And what kinds of cookies do you make? I'm getting hungry.
all sorts of types. So we have a whole team that helps us bake. And so I enjoy baking a lot of different types of cookies, but some of my favorites to make are sugar cookies and M&M cookies.
Oh, good. Excellent. And so were you a baker before this? Did you love to bake? How did you come up with the idea to sell cookies specifically?
When I was 7, the only thing I had ever done with cookies was eat them and decorate them. I hadn't baked a single thing before, but I mean, I loved cookies, and my first idea was to sell lemonade, but we were planning to do this for a whole year, and you can't really sell lemonade during the winter. And cookies, I mean, everyone loves cookies. You can have them during the summer, during the winter, during whatever season.
Good, really good idea, and that's such a good point. Cookies always make you feel better, so it's a really, really good take on your initiative. So what do you do with the cookies, Dana? You fundraise, and then where does the money go?
It goes to different organizations that are helping to fund research for all these different rare diseases. For Mila, it went to Mila's Miracle Foundation, and then they used it to fund Milasen. And then for Ollie, we raised all the money and gave it to the Stanford PANS Clinic, and then they hired a new postdoc researcher. For Ben, we're helping to fund half of a new research grant for SMA. And then for Sophie, we're just since her disease is ultra rare and only around, and it's not that only around 30 people in the whole entire world have it, we are giving it to her parents' organization, Sophie's Neighborhood, and hopefully we can find a cure for her.
That's awesome. And so you actually hit your fundraising goal at first because you had a goal of around $50,000 the first time around. Is that right?
I think that the first time I had a goal of around, I don't know, maybe like $7,000 or something. And so I went way over.
Yeah, most definitely.
Well, that was so, my original goal was $1,000, and then it moved up to $7,000. And then it just kept on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And we ended up with $56,000.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. So you, okay, well, you most definitely hit your goal. You blew it out of the water. And you're able to help to find a treatment, which is incredible. And after that, you decided, you know what? I'm not going to stop there. I'm going to keep going and keep selling these. So, you know, making 18,000 cookies, that's a lot of work. So what made you continue on this journey and continue with your organization?
Well, there are so many rare diseases out there. And they're kind of like monsters. They steal away amazing kids during the night, and that it's horrible. And I needed to help all those kids.
That's amazing, Dana. And it's true. It is sad. And it's sad that we aren't shedding enough light on these rare diseases. And that's why I think your cause is one that is really special. And to what Lauren said, the fact that you started this at 7 years old and you have supported growing a team in one of the hospitals, you said, and finding treatments, like, that's amazing. That's huge. So I'm sure you are incredibly proud of yourself when you look back at all that you've accomplished, right?
Yeah. But another thing is I'm not special. It's just that I decided that I needed to help change the world, and we all can do that.
You know what? I definitely agree with you that we all can change the world, but I will also say that you are a special person, Dana. You see the world through a very special and compassionate lens, but I agree with you that I think that bone is in all of our bodies, but it's sometimes hard for us because it's overwhelming for us to say, I want to take action on this cause, but I don't know how. There's so much happening and we're living in a pandemic. So with that being said, Dana, what piece of advice can you give a young person listening that is inspired by your story and wants to do something similar? What would you tell them?
When I started Cookies for Cures, I honestly had no idea I was starting a nonprofit. I just started raising money for Mila because it was something I cared a lot about. And I kept going, and my project grew and inspired people. So my advice is to believe in yourself and start.
I love it. So cool. And so, Dana, for those of us wanting to obviously eat all of these cookies, buy cookies, or just to donate and to help out your cause, can we do that? Can our listeners help you out?
Well, yeah, you can always donate on my GoFundMe pages. And cookies might be a little bit hard to get because we're not really shipping them. But if you live someplace where you're willing to drive to Boulder or get to Boulder, then you can get cookies.
Perfect. And what is your GoFundMe so people can visit?
My GoFundMe link is GoFundMe.com/cookiesforcures with the number 4 and an S on the end.
Do you know your Instagram off by heart?
My Instagram is cookiesforcures_kid.
And what we like to do at the end of our podcast is to ask our guest if you could provide us with a statement just to leave our listeners with, and it would start with why. So a phrase or a word that starts with why. Do you have one handy for us?
Why stands for you. You can make a difference. All you need to do is believe in yourself and start.
Well said, Dana. I honestly can't. Every time you say something, I'm even more inspired by this story. So thank you for sharing your why letter. Thank you for sharing this really, really amazing story. You are a great friend. You're a great change maker, a leader in your community. And we really can't wait to see what you continue to build with your amazing initiative, Dana, and know that Lauren and I are always here to support you. Well, if we're ever in Colorado, you 100% are going to be the first stop because I need to come and try your cookies. They look amazing on your website. But please know that we are always a source of support if you need anything. We're so proud of you, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
So thank you again. Thank you to our listeners, and we'll see you all next week. Goodbye, everyone, and thank you.
Don't give up. Anything is possible.